Boko Haram promises more blood, more death, and more fear in Nigeria. Rainy season starts early in Haiti, resulting in deadly flooding and landslides. And new technology opens new horizons for an English teaching program. These stories and more on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In a recent video, Boko Haram terrorists threatened to take down the Nigerian government by June. It comes just weeks after President Goodluck Jonathan vowed to put an end to Boko Haram by June. The group is responsible for multiple attacks on Christians, including a violent Easter bombing. Despite the fact they've gotten away with terrorism so far, Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray thinks that's coming to an end.
I think it's the death throes of this particular splinter group. I think that they will be eliminated now by the government. They have bragged about their willingness to die for Allah, and they will. I believe they will all die.
But Boko Haram won't go down without a fight. Bray says to expect more attacks on Christians.
Let us use this threat as a prompt to uphold the Nigerian Christians in our daily prayers.
Yet the gospel is moving forward, and Christian Aid is sending the resources. You can help at our website. We turn next to Haiti, where
the rainy season has started in Haiti. It started raining Easter morning, and it's still raining. A lot of people are out of their houses because of water. Some people reported that the water is up to their waist.
That's for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart, describing yet another crisis hitting the beleaguered nation. The season started early this year. Already six people have died in mudslides and flooding in the north. For the people they've been able to reach with water filters, they'll be less vulnerable to the waterborne diseases that are also coming. Cooking in wet conditions in close quarters means accidents are coming too.
With the clinic always open, you're going to have more clinic activity because you're going to have more accidents as things slide down mountains, as people just naturally get hurt. So it gives a lot of one-on-one time.
And that means gospel opportunities. There's more to this story at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Teaching an English as a second language class typically brings to mind images of a classroom, books, a teacher, a board, and students. However, one missionary has broadened her classroom to take on the virtual world. HCJB Global's Janine Rembus is launching Spotlight English Clubs via Skype soon. Through the English Clubs, people have opportunities to discuss the program's gospel content more deeply. Club volunteers have led people to relationships with Christ in these settings. Next, being young in Suriname isn't easy. Poverty, unemployment, substance abuse, and teen pregnancy have all been challenging issues to the next generation. Biblica in the Netherlands has just translated the Reach for Life New Testament in Dutch, the main language spoken in Suriname. Over 200 church leaders have been trained to use Reach for Life in classroom settings. Partners have already requested another 15,000 Reach for Life New Testaments. We have details at our website. And when Orphan Outreach celebrated 5 years of ministry last week, there was cause to party. In just 5 years, the response to the budding ministry has been overwhelming, says Orphan Outreach President Mike Duras.
In 5 years, I didn't have any imagination of thinking that so many people would join our effort to care for kids.
In only half a decade, the ministry has sent over 1,000 short-term members to Guatemala, Honduras, Russia, Latvia, and India. Teams go to help the orphans, but
our ministry is about supporting the people who are in the field, who sacrifice a lot more than we do to minister to them.
So why do it? At the celebration last week, Duras explained,
this celebration tonight is really a celebration of Christ and His love for these kids. And we have the opportunity to be part of His plan to demonstrate in a very tangible way how much He loves them.
Hundreds of kids have grasped this love and turned to Christ. Read more about Orphan Outreach at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.